Welcome to the first episode of the Team Vandy Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Vanderbilt, also known as At The Team Vandy. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat by the name At The Team Vandy. So without further ado, let's get started. Today's show is really just going to be about, it's going to be an intro, let's just put it that way. An intro into kind of who I am, what I like to talk about, and then we'll get into some topics. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs, we'll talk about views from the six, we'll talk about, we'll get into some politics here or there. Not too deep though, because that's really depressing to be honest with you, even though I love it. So, here we go. Like I said, my name is Taylor Vanderbilt. I am 19 years old. Yes, 19. I don't know why I said that part, but I'm 19 years old. I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. If you've never heard of it, if you're a sports fan, it's where David Price is from. If you're a music fan, Sam Hunt, country music fan, Sam Hunt went to college, played quarterback for the local college in Middle Tennessee State. But yeah, that's really all I know about some Murfreesboro history, to be honest with you. I really love sports. I love music. I love politics. I love anything that allows me to learn about something I love. So yeah, so that's what really is going to happen with this podcast, man. Just really anything that pop culture, really anything pop culture related. Once I see it, and I feel like I want to, you know, speak my opinion on it, that's what'll happen. I'll just come here and talk to you guys about the world and what's going on in it. Yeah, and I'll have some guests on here from time to time. Most of them will be family and friends, and you'll see that I got some characters in that group of people. So, without without further ado. So I guess we can just get into some topics. So, I guess my first one would be, since it's fresh on my mind, and my boys play tonight. Shout out to D Wade, the Dragon, Chief Justice. If you're a Duke fan, it's Justice Winslow. If you're not a Duke fan, yeah, my Miami boys are playing in Game 6 tonight against the Toronto Raptors. I'm a huge Miami fan. Anyone that knows me knows I'm a huge Miami fan. I'm a huge Dwayne Wade fan, so don't give me that LeBron bandwagon bullcrap. Yeah, and so my boys are going to take care of business tonight. I'm so sure of that. You know, just the way the series is going, I mean, we lost Hassan. They lost Jonas Valanciunas. I really just think it's going to come down to the backcourt, and I really think D-Wade is going to make it happen. I've seen it happen before. I've seen him do this before. Flashback to 06. He's showing why he's my favorite player. I just don't think Kyle Lowry can continue to play spotty like he has been, and they win the series, especially with DeRozan, his thumb being messed up. I really think that's going to hinder him and his proficiency on the court. Let's see. Who else? Oklahoma City. Shout out to the Thunder. Shout out to Russ, man. If D-Wade wasn't playing, Russ would be my favorite player for sure. Or favorite player to watch. D-Wade would always be my favorite player. But Russ, man. Russ and KD absolutely putting on a show last night against the Spurs, man. I mean, really just handled them. Well, the team did, but Russ and KD really led that charge, and they handled the Spurs in all facets of that game. Defensively, offensively, on the boards. I mean, Steven Adams is a hoss. He is amazing on that offensive rebounding, on those offensive boards, rather. And between him and Cantor and those boys, and KD and Russ, you know, oh my God, I just can't wait to see this series. I mean, everybody's just penciling the Warriors in. I mean, whether you think about this or not, the Thunder did have a lead in all three of the games they played against the Warriors going into the fourth quarter. And the Thunder were the team in the NBA that gave up the most fourth quarter leads. So I think they've gotten out of that. If I had to give my personal opinion on that, I think they've gotten out of that rut. And once they have you down, they have you down. And I'm really excited to see if, I mean, if Russ plays like Russ, which I think he's going to come into this series with a chip on his shoulder. I mean, he got no first place votes, for the MVP, and he was second in voting. I mean, to me, that's just disrespect. Because I feel like, first off, for Steph to get the unanimous MVP, mad respect to Steph. I mean, he's the greatest shooter I've ever seen. He's the greatest shooter I'll ever see. He's the greatest shooter of all time, just point blank period. And I've seen Ray Allen. I've seen highlights. Of course, I'm not old enough to see them, but I've seen highlights of Reggie. Seen highlights of Bird. But Steph is just the best. Steph is the best, hands down. But even with that being said, you still got to admit that Jordan didn't get the unanimous MVP in 96. LeBron didn't get the unanimous MVP. There has to be something. What makes Steph's season better than those two seasons, especially Jordan in 96, when they essentially did the same thing that Steph and the Warriors did? They broke the wins record. And they went out there and they handled business. And Jordan went out there and he dominated. And I just don't understand why Steph Curry should be the first one to get this award, especially when you have a man in Russell Westbrook that has had 18 triple-doubles in the regular season. 18 triple-doubles. As a guard, 18 triple-doubles is hard, let alone 18 triple-doubles. Like, I think I said triple-doubles twice. 18 double-doubles is hard, let alone 18 triple-doubles. I mean, just the fact that he went out there every night, he played hard, offensive and defensively, no games off, he just went full speed ahead, and he plays his game, and again, he had 18 triple-doubles, he should have at least gotten the first place vote, or he should have at least been second in MVP voting, honestly. I think he's more valuable to the Thunder than Kawhi was to the Spurs. Both very valuable pieces, but I feel like Russ is more valuable than Kawhi. But, you know, regardless of all that, I'm really excited to watch this series. I mean, the backcourts are amazing. The front courts are really good. I'm really interested to see how Adams and Bogut get down on the low post, you know, how that works out. I'm really interested to see how the Warriors guard Russ and KD. Will Klay be on Russ and Iggy or no Draymond on KD, and then that leaves Steph to guard Roberson or Robertson, however you say his name, or how about it work out, or would they guard their own positions or stuff like that? You know, it's just really interested to see the matchups and how everything works out. So yeah, I'm really interested, and go Heat again. So let's move on, man. Let's talk about music, man. Let's talk about views. Really, not just views. Let's talk about this string of albums that have just dropped that have just been great. Shout out to Ye first for The Life of Pablo. Great album. I loved it. Actually, I have a confession to make. I started off hating it. The first time I listened to it, I was like, man, what is this Kanye like? What is the motive behind, like, what? I can't understand it. I'm so confused about it. What are you trying to get us to hear, Kanye? Then I was like, man, you know what? I didn't listen to it that well. Let me go in my room, cut the lights off, put my headphones on, get in that zone, and just listen. And that's what I did. And that album just turned my whole outlook on it around. That album is now great to me. Every song on it was beautiful. Every song on it was great. I mean, I still think that, Father Stretch My Hands was a great song in itself, but especially just because of the drop. I mean, you had where most, I'm not going to say most people, because I feel like people knew about Panda before, but that was the first time I actually heard Panda was in the drop. Of the part two of that song. And so I was really interested for the whole album. Like, I really stuck there and listened to it all, which it grabbed my attention, and it was a good album. My favorite song in the whole album was I Love Kanye by far. Even though it really wasn't the song, it was just kind of freestyle, free verse, him talking about people's other perceptions of him. And it's kind of like what we sound like. Like, man, I miss the old Kanye. And I miss the one, you know, the pink shirt Kanye. Like, it was just really cool to hear him, to not only hear that he listens to other people, but to just hear him voice that he listens to other people. Because it's Kanye West at the end of the day. I mean, in my eyes, I feel like, you know, he really doesn't care about Taylor Vanderbilt. But not saying those are my comments as, like, explicitly, but it just shows that he listens to his fans and that he's like, hey, man, I'm going to do me. I'm progressing. This is where I'm at now. I know you guys like that old Kanye, but this is me now. So I was really a big fan of T-Lop. Views, man. Views made me go out and buy $700 worth of Views tickets and or Summer 16 tickets for the tour. Me and my friends are going. Definitely going to be a great concert. Him, Future, and the rest of the OVO crew. I was really excited to hear Views, especially because it was long awaited. I think we've been talking about Views since 2014. It was supposed to drop earlier this year. It didn't. It was supposed to drop last year. It didn't. We had all these fake Views. We had Sweeter Man come out, and I thought, oh, man, if Views is coming out, man. He dropped Sweeter Man. That song had been out for a good minute. It just was uncovered or something like that. I can't really remember the story, but it was a good album. I loved it. I loved it from start to finish. The transitions were great. The instrumentation was great. The features, to me, were the coolest part because it Mary J being on there was really cool, especially because if you didn't hear her voice or if you didn't recognize her voice, then you might have just been like, oh, it's a lady singing. But I was like, man, that's Mary J Blige. Oh my god, that's Mary J Blige. And I was like, oh, this is cool, this is so cool. But yeah, I really loved it. One thing that did that kind of really bummed me out, though, was that Kanye and Jay-Z, or The Throne, as they call themselves, weren't on Pop Style. And I really was just like, man, I really like the verse. I really like how Kanye did that verse. I really like how Drake incorporated them into that. I really like how Jay gave I thought it was kind of an intro into Kanye's verse. I really thought it was cool. I was kind of bummed out that they weren't on there. But my favorite song of the album would have to be Western Road Flows, just because of the flow. That man Drake was something else. My favorite line of the song definitely was, "It's raining money, Oklahoma City Thunder, the most successful rapper 35 and under." He basically in one line rapped about money, the Thunder, and made a KD reference in one line. And granted, he might have had help writing that. Regardless, those are bars. Bars are bars. Bars are bars, and those were bars. So I was really happy to hear that. But yeah, that's my view. That's how I felt about Views. Views was a really good album. Made me buy some tickets. Can't wait to see it live. As far as the other two, three, whatever they were, two more. I know last night Chance dropped his mixtape album, whatever it was, on iTunes. It's awesome so far from what I've heard. I don't want to give a full review because, you know, I haven't listened to it like I want to. Just kind of sat down and listened to it. But it is amazing so far. Excuse me. It's amazing so far from what I've heard. Just he's a different type of rapper. And he does have bars, but he's just a different type of guy. Different type of rapper, different type of style. And I love hearing him put music together. And especially working with Kanye. That it's a masterpiece. I just loved it so far. Post Malone, if y'all aren't on the Post Malone bandwagon right now, get on the Post Malone bandwagon. And I'm not just saying this because I'm a basketball fan and the man makes basketball references. I'm saying this because Post Malone he's taking the crown from Drake, and he is the king of vibe music, hands down the king of vibe music. There's nothing that Post Malone puts out that I can't vibe to. I mean, every song from White Iverson to this mixtape, August 29th, one of the two, has been great. I mean, they've just all been vibing. The song with Jaden Smith on this mixtape was really good. I liked it. The song with Jeremiah on this mixtape was really good. I liked it. The song with, I want to say it was Wayne and 2 Chainz. I think it was Wayne and 2 Chainz. Yeah, Wayne and 2 Chainz. Really liked it. Hopefully I'm not getting my albums mixed up, because it's been four of them, and I've listened to all four of them in the last 24 hours, so it's really kind of complicated. It's not complicated, but it's really kind of hard to keep track. But yeah, I'm really excited to sit down again, listen to Post Malone, really in-depthly. Yeah. So that's how I feel about those albums. Now, moving on to the worst topic of the three, politics. Yeah, politics right now is not in the best state. And honestly, I don't really like talking about the politics right now, because it's kind of like beating a dead horse. No one at this moment wants to listen to anyone. A lot of people don't like my views on politics, because I'm so, I don't want to say out there, but I like to put everything in perspective. I don't want who's okay for the job. I want who's best for the job. I want someone who's going to not make our country great again, because I don't personally see why we have to make a country that's always greater than its past great again. America's great. It'll always be great, and it'll continue to be greater. So why we have to make something that's already great and continually progressing great again? And I don't see the need for it. Not saying that was not a shot at Donald Trump. Not saying I don't want Donald Trump to be president. I mean, I don't. But, you know, I don't really care who the guy is. I just want someone who actually cares about this country, actually wants to see everyone succeed. And I don't mean everyone get everything handed to them. Like, we still have to go out there and get that money. We still have to go out there and grind. But they want to see everyone succeed, and they will try to make a way to get everyone to succeed. And prosper, to get that American dream that we all seek and we've all been told about since we were children. And that's just really what I want in a president. And me personally, I know this sounds bad, and I know I'm going to get some flack. I already have from my grandparents about it. And, you know, we fought for the right to vote. But personally, I don't feel like I will vote in this election. This will be my first election I'm allowed to vote in. And I don't feel like I will vote in this election, because there is no candidate to me that really personifies everything that I would like to see in a presidential candidate. Someone I truly believe in, someone who I think will do right by the country, someone who's not just there for publicity, or not just there because they're the best person. They're the best or the worst for the job, if you see what I'm saying, if that makes sense. Like, it could be four really, really bad candidates, but he's the best of the worst. He's not as bad as all the rest of them, so he should win. No, I want somebody who's good for the job. So that's my take on that. Like I said, I didn't want to spend too much time on it, because it is very depressing. And I'll have some later stuff where I really dig deep into that. But like, this is my first podcast, first episode, man. We got plenty more content coming. Trust me on that. And I'm just excited to see this thing grow. If you liked what you heard today, please subscribe. The more, the better. Hopefully we can get this thing off the ground and running as quick as possible. I really want to thank you guys for listening. Just a reminder, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all those social media outlets, at the name @TheTeamVandy. That's @@ symbol, TheTeamVandy. And yeah, I'd love to see you follow me. So I'm the Team Vandy, and I'm signing off. Catch you on the flip side of a nursery rhyme. Peace.